and she's been running this for many years, I think about 10 years, but it's a doggy daycare center.
Okay. Very important nowadays.
No cats, just dogs.
Just dogs, okay.
And they all go home at night, but you can drop off your dog any time of day and then pick it up at the end of the day. And the dog gets plenty of exercise. She can handle 30, 40 dogs. And there's a big exercise field in the back with a kiddie pool and a sandbox and all kinds of things for the dogs to play and get to know each other and do their thing.
Like I said, nothing better than being a pet to a good owner. That's pretty good.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Excellent.
She also has a product area, which includes leashes and grooming products, treats and toys, that kind of
okay.
thing. And she'll even hold a doggy birthday party if you so desire.
Bring 10 or 12 of his best friends with him.
There
How
you
about
go.
That? Wow.
Yeah.
Excellent. Do they have a lot of things? One of the things I've seen in the past with some folks that get these daycares is being able to watch your pet over the internet.
Yeah. I suppose if you have the right tool, technologically,
a webcam,
you can, check in on your house or your pet or whatever.
Yep. Well, cats can stay home. They're not an issue. It's the dogs that you have to worry about. So
dogs get lonely.
Yep. Well, cats get lonely too. They just decide to sleep and then they wait for you to come home. That's all.
Yeah. Meet you at the door.
Right.
Meowing for food.
Yes.
Or at least mine do.
Yeah. I'm with you there.
I don't know how they know when I'm coming to the door, but
oh, they know.
They have excellent hearing.
Yep.
As do dogs.
Yep. Yep. Cool. So you get 22 in White House, 22 in Annandale, and up in California. That's a pretty good, pretty close cluster of animal businesses.
Well, the White House Veterinary Hospital is on Main Street in White House Station.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
On 22, yeah.
Okay. Because there's another one that's on 22. They did a huge...
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jules McKinney.
President Trump says North Korea is on his radar today.
We'll handle North Korea. We're going to be able to handle them. It will be handled. We handle everything.
He made the comment at a White House cabinet meeting. The North launched an intercontinental ballistic missile Friday. And the UN ambassador, Nikki Haley, blasted the international community for not doing enough to confront North Korea's growing nuclear threat. Senator John McCain starting chemotherapy today. His office has announced he has returned to Arizona to continue treatment at the Mayo Clinic. A Vietnam vet is getting the nation's highest military honor at the White House today. James McLuhan of South Haven, Michigan, was an Army medic in 1969 when he found himself in Vietnam. He risked his life no less than 9 times to rescue his fellow soldiers. This is USA Radio News.
So what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It has 250,000 members, and it's growing fast. With MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in either, and that is a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. Here's the number. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE, now available in Montana. Call 855-90-BIBLE.
Russia is kicking out 755 U.S. diplomats from the country. The move by Vladimir Putin to reduce the number of American diplomats in Russia to 455 is in retaliation to increased U.S. sanctions against the Kremlin. Putin said the number of American diplomats in the country roughly equal to the number of Russian diplomats here in the U.S. The people who will be ordered to cease work in Russia include diplomats, employees, and technical personnel. A federal court blocking three abortion laws in Arkansas that were scheduled to go in effect this week. The three laws restricting abortion access would have been effective Tuesday if they had not been blocked. A fourth law that was set to go in effect January 1st of 2018 was also part of the injunction. Law enforcement continue to search for one escapee after 12 inmates broke out of a northern Alabama jail last night. Exactly how the men escaped the Walker County Jail has not been revealed. 24-year-old Brady Kilpatrick remains on the loose. The jail is about 35 miles northwest of Birmingham. This is USA Radio News.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
We are just getting word that former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio has been found guilty of criminal contempt. Stay with us for the latest on this story. It looks like he will be sentenced in October. In other news, the class of 2017 has been inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown.
Never let anyone take your dream from you.
That's Ivan Pudge Rodriguez, who received 76% of the vote to become the 52nd player elected to the Hall of Fame in his first year of eligibility. Joining Rodriguez in the hall this year, Jeff Bagwell and Tim Raines, who overcame drug and alcohol addictions to become a Hall of Famer and who said at Sunday's induction,
I played around a lot. I mean, I like to have fun. Baseball was just like a playground for me.
Also inducted, former Commissioner Bud Selig. I'm Chris Barnes.
And researchers report the average attention span for millennials has fallen from 12 seconds to 2000 to about 8 seconds. John Clemens has more.
Researchers report the average attention span for millennials has fallen from 12 seconds in 2000 to about 8 seconds. Goldfish, meanwhile, are believed to have an attention span of 9 seconds. If this study is correct, those people who work with advertisers like Lindsay Harrison of It Crowd Marketing have to find a way to grab the attention of those who frequent the quick messages of social media.
They have to sift through it so fast that in order to get your message across, the first few seconds have to be right on.
For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
We're live in the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and it is hot out, so I'll be able to give you the weather in just a moment. But today's topic for the hour, we're going to be talking about National Night Out. And what that is, what's going on in Hunterdon and our surrounding areas, and why is it so important to have National Night Out across the country? What does it really mean? We're going to dig into that topic a little bit today. And first, though, we have to get some sponsors in, but I'll be back to talk to you about the weather and some other great things. Stay with us.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Now we're back here in the studio to figure out the weather. Hot is one word for it. And it certainly is here today. The heat was getting to me. I don't think I should have worn black pants today. That was a poor choice of wardrobe, and I paid for it. So it is absolutely beautiful out, though. If you can get out of the sun for a little bit, I'm going to give you the detailed weather forecast here. So this is what we have going on for the 7 day, starting with today. As I said, beautiful sky, almost without a cloud in the sky. And how about that weekend weather that was so crazy? Everyone changed their plans. And we didn't see any rain whatsoever up here in North Jersey. I know South Jersey, one of the towns, had 4 or 5 inches of rain, and I was glad I did alter my plans. Weekend plans are crazy. It seems like when you get to Monday, you almost forget that you had a weekend. So today is a high of 89. We have a low of 63 this evening. It's mostly clear, though. I don't know if anyone else experienced the two mornings of 50s, which certainly made for a cool morning. I was missing the summer. We're right in the middle of summer. Today's our last day of July, so I want to keep the hot weather going. Tuesday, we have patchy fog before 9 a.m., but it's sunny with a high near 89, just like today. And tomorrow is the official National Night Out celebration, so it's really important that we don't have any crazy rain or thunderstorms or anything of that nature. And we have calm winds tomorrow. If you were in town for the balloon festival over at the Solberg Airport in White House Station in Hunterdon County over the weekend, you know that the balloons did not go off Friday, Saturday day, or Saturday evening, but I think they finally went up Sunday morning. I'm not so sure about Sunday night, but it was tough with the wind and getting those balloons out there. So I hope if you were out there, you had a good time and you enjoyed the non-raining conditions everyone is predicting. The rest of the week is looking good. I do think your beach day should be Tuesday, because Wednesday we start with scattered showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. We have some more fog in the morning, but it is a sunny day with a high again on Wednesday near 89. So I'm just a little concerned about a 50% chance of precipitation on Wednesday, so I would not select that as my beach day. Wednesday night, we have some more scattered showers and thunderstorms as well. Thursday, more showers and thunderstorms. And again, we're at the 50% mark for precipitation on Thursday, so not a beach day. That is awful. I remember last year doing a day trip to a pretty beach I have never been on. And when I left, not really knowing where I was going exactly, it had just this crazy, crazy amount of rain and water, and I could barely find my way back to the parkway. There was so much flooding. So that's why I'm saying no beach day on Wednesday or Thursday. Friday, we have a chance of showers after 9 a.m. We have a high near 87, going down a little on the precipitation, around 40%, but I would stick with Wednesday, anything before Wednesday for a beach day. Saturday, we have another chance of showers with a high near 83. And Saturday evening, we have a cloudy day with a low of 58. So another chilly night on Saturday. And Sunday, we're looking at a beautiful day, mostly sunny with a high near 78. So if you can't sneak off to the beach tomorrow, or like me, you're going to be busy with National Night Out activities, then you should definitely think about going on Sunday, because that looks like a perfect day. I'm going to finish up with our commercials for the weather, and then we'll be back here in the studio.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
We're back here in the studio to talk about National Night Out, community and police relationships, and what this event signifies and why it's important, who does it, how do we get involved, all of those things. But first, as always, we like to start out with a quote, and it's a quote really about community, and it's here. We cannot seek achievement for ourselves and forget about progress and prosperity for our community. Our ambitions must be broad enough to include the aspiration and needs of others for their sakes and for our own. So sometimes I struggle because my life is pretty invested in my work, and it makes it difficult to be able to do other volunteer work. In the past, I've had some great success and have met people that I am still friendly with serving on different nonprofit boards, but it's important to also give back in the community where you live. So if you're thinking about volunteering but haven't just yet, or trying to improve your community, there are so many organizations out there, nonprofit organizations, even companies that are committed to really making a difference and providing an opportunity and being the navigator through some of the difficulties that can arise when you're not sure what to do or how to do something to add value to your community. So our own, I'll give a plug for our own Norwest Cap RSVP, a Skylands Resource Volunteer Center, which helps to connect volunteers in the community doing the things that they enjoy that add meaning both on their in their own lives but also in the community. So something recently made me think about that and the importance of giving back in our own communities and getting involved and taking the time. We have skills that we utilize at work that could perhaps benefit our community if we live or work somewhere other than the same place. So it's a great time to take stock of that before we get so busy, you know. Soon we'll be counting days till the holidays, and it seems like the year goes so quickly once we actually get to August. It's a focus on getting back to school things. We see that really is in the forefront of our lives, all the commercials and the sales, and then it seems like the kids go back, and then right away, I know football started. We had the Giants, I know for sure, are in training camp, and I'm only hoping that the Jets are as well. Perhaps they started a little bit earlier than the Giants, as I would suggest. So we have so many things going on. Once we get to August, it seems everything then shifts to the end of the year. So it's a good time to remember about volunteering in your community. And I guess part of the reason I was thinking about that is last year, this time, doing the show for Hot and Hunter and trying to figure out about National Night Out, I realized that the prosecutor's office used to do it with the sheriff's department, a countywide event. They're not doing it any longer. They didn't do it last year, and it certainly doesn't appear as if it's going on this year. And I really wanted to try to help because it's something I do for work in Warren County, but I just couldn't devote the time or the resources to it this year. So hopefully it'll be a little bit better next year, and Hunterdon County can have more than one National Night Out. So you're probably all wondering what National Night Out is if you're not familiar with it, but I have to pay the bills first. So I'm going to give you a little teaser that National Night Out is an event that's hosted by police departments, often in partnership with the community, and it's a free opportunity to get to know the police officers. We're going to talk a little bit about why that's so important after I pay the bills. Stay with us.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh, yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
All right, was anyone paying attention? Because that was a pretty funny commercial with Chris with the golf. I guess he's not such a good golfer because I don't think we're going to park our car near anything, anywhere where, I don't think I should say so many wares in there, but we're not going to park our car close to Chris's golf irons and anytime he's practicing, so it was a very funny commercial. So good job on that, Chris. And here we are back in the studio at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce at Houghton Hunterdon talking about National Night Out. So I want to cover Hunterdon County first. I gave you a little teaser about what National Night is all about. So it really is part of a national effort. It's been going on for some time. And the reason that it was created is to recognize that law enforcement in their uniforms and in the nature of their work, which is often responding to critical incidents or enforcing incidents, that there weren't a lot of opportunities for relationship building, getting to know one another, and not only with the police officers, but also with our neighbors. There was a time, not that long ago, when neighbors raise neighbors' children, sort of on the block. I know certainly I experienced that a little bit where, you know, you're a close-knit community or there's relatives that live nearby, perhaps even on the same street or in the same area. And if your, you know, neighbor, the adult person that lived across the street told you to do something, it was the same as if your parent told you to do something. And I think that a lot of people had that experience, but perhaps not as many people have that experience now. And certainly in our rural areas, even less so, because you don't gather at one bus stop or you don't walk to school perhaps together in a group. If you have children, events are rare, or they're countywide events in Hunterdon County, which are wonderful, but you're often not just in your small town or your large town where you know other people. It's a part of a larger community gathering, which is great as well, but you miss some of the neighbor-to-neighbor checking on neighbors. We do know statistically that many crimes can be prevented, and certainly there are easy ways to do that, make people more aware, make sure cars and vehicles are locked so that crimes of opportunity are diminished as much as possible. But it's also about checking on your neighbors. If you see a car that, you know, perhaps if you have street parking and, you know, there's a car in your neighbor's driveway and you think to call the police to check on that, or strange car occurrences going on. And I'm going to use someone that I work with. There were people that were actually scoping out a house and, you know, eventually were going to strip the copper out of the home that was vacant in her area. And she didn't always see the surveillance of this going on, you know, an odd car here and there once in a while. If there wasn't a pattern, and if there's not a pattern, it's not always easy to pick those things out. But we can all be aware, if there is a vacant home in our vicinity, to check on it, to, you know, be aware of it, to look at our surroundings. If it's foreclosure, to contact the bank, make sure that they're keeping up with the maintenance and the upkeep. Those things are really important in our environment, and it is a way to help reduce crime. And if people know, if there's a crime that's occurring, that people are going to stand up and report it and call the police, and the police are going to respond, or we get some other resources in there, then perhaps that crime will move. And so, yeah, we'll displace the crime. We won't solve the crime. But at least when we band together as neighbors and we demonstrate that we don't tolerate people selling drugs in our neighborhood, then those crimes will move on, because they will go the path of least resistance. And that's really what National Night Out is about. It's about relationships between the residents and the police, but it's also the critical thing that people forget. It's also about meeting your neighbors. It's about banding together in one event that's local, that has, you know, an opportunity to get to know one another. We don't always have the opportunity to do that in our communities here in Hunterdon. So there is one event in Tewksbury, but I want to be very clear that it is not an event that is going on tomorrow, which is National Night Out. National Night Out is always the first Tuesday in August. So this year, it couldn't be any earlier. It is August 1st. But I want to be clear that the Tewksbury Township Police Department are doing a National Night Out celebration at Christy Hoffman Farm Park in Tewksbury, but that event will be on August 4th, okay? And it will start at 6. It'll go to 10 p.m. because at 8 o'clock they're showing Batman Lego Batman. And I think the trailer on that is Always Be Yourself. Or if you can be Batman Lego, then be Lego Batman. So I haven't seen the movie yet, but that is what the Tewksbury Township Police Department are doing. And it's the only event that I know about in Hunterdon County. So it is August 4th. It is not the traditional National Night Out time. It is free. The event is free. It starts at 6 p.m. and it goes until 2 p.m. And the Lego Batman movie will start at dusk, which is about 8 p.m. So that is the only Hunterdon event that I have, but I am going to talk to you a little bit about what's going on in Warren County and why maybe we really do need to band together and see what we can do to get more National Night Out events here in Hunterdon, where it's really important because we're a rural area. We have to do a news break, but when we come back, we're going to talk more about the details of Warren County's National Night Out, what additions there were this year or there will be this year, and how you can still celebrate the relationship between the police and the community and do your part for crime prevention and meeting your neighbors so we can have a positive influence in our own community. Stay with us.
USA Radio News with Jules McKinney.
Breaking news. It looks like just after a few days on the job, Anthony Scaramucci is out as White House Communications Director. His tenure included a profanity-laced tirade against now former Chief of Staff Reince Priebus. The move comes shortly after the swearing-in of the new Chief of Staff, General John Kelly. CNN reporting it was indeed the new Chief of Staff who wanted Scaramucci out. There's another developing story. America's toughest sheriff is guilty of criminal contempt of court. A federal judge made the ruling today in the case of former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Arpaio was accused of violating a court order to stop immigration patrols due to concerns about racial profiling. His sentencing is scheduled for October 5th. Repeating our top story, Anthony Scaramucci is out as White House Communications Director. This is USA Radio News.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow and guarantee the accounting department that they'll be delivered free. With free next-day delivery, you'll have the ability to move deadlines up and adjust budgets down. Go to Staples.com and get the office essentials you need delivered next day for free. Staples. It's pro time. Orders over $49.99 placed by 5 p.m. Excludes weekends and holidays. Eligible items only.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty. Because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
A former candidate for president believes the time is now to work on a single-payer health care plan. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
With no health care bill on the horizon on the Republican side of the aisle, former presidential candidate and senator from Vermont, Bernie Sanders, explained why he feels a single-payer plan is the best way to go.
A single-payer health care system, in my view, and according to studies that I have seen, would save the average family significant sums of money.
Sanders also talks about how a single-payer plan would eliminate all the red tape.
It takes an enormous amount of time, energy, and expense to figure out that you have a $5,000 deductible. You have a $10,000 deductible.
Worth noting, a single-payer health care plan did fail on the state level in Vermont and California.
Tropical Storm Emily is making landfall in Florida. The storm hit a coastal Florida island just west of the city of Bradenton. And Florida Governor Rick Scott has declared a state of emergency for 31 counties. This is USA Radio News.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
President Trump is honoring an Army veteran for valor in the Vietnam War with the Medal of Honor.
We award our nation's highest military honor to Specialist 5, James C. McLuhan.
The Michigan man was a medic who is credited with saving the lives of fellow soldiers after being wounded himself. McLuhan risked his life no less than 9 times after being hit with shrapnel from a rocket-propelled grenade. Russia is sending home 755 U.S. diplomats in retaliation of U.S. sanctions imposed on the country. Russian President Vladimir Putin said the move is in retaliation to the sanctions that were increased against Russia. All-time MLB hits leader Pete Rose being accused of statutory rape. An unidentified woman alleges that she had a sexual relationship with Rose for several years in the 1970s before she was 16 years old. The sworn statement from the woman was contained in a motion filed in John Dowd's defense against Rose's defamation lawsuit. Rose is suing Dowd for claims he made last year that Rose had underage girls sent to him at spring training and that he committed statutory rape. Oscar-nominated actor Sam Shepard dead at the age of 73. Shepard earned an Academy Award nomination for his portrayal of pilot Chuck Yeager in the 1983 movie The Right Stuff. Shepard had been ill for some time with ALS. For USA Radio News, I'm Jules McKinney.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With 3 great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Now we're back here in the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, playing the correct commercials for my slot here. So I'm all caught up now. And back to our discussion on National Night Out. So we talked a little bit locally about what goes on in Hunterdon, only one event, and it's not on National Night Out, but on August 4th, but we're glad to see it. And it's in Tewksbury, and it includes 4 hours with a movie, Lego Batman, which is really exciting. And it looked like they're doing it. The police department in Tewksbury is coordinating it with other emergency services or first responders, which we're excited about. In Warren County, we have some additions this year. So Greenwich Police Department is doing a movie, and their movie is around 8 o'clock or at dusk, which I guess you should arrive around 7:30 if you live in that township and you can see a movie. So we're excited to add that to the Warren County National Night Out events this year. In addition to that event, of course, you know I'm going to talk about Phillipsburg. So Phillipsburg's National Night Out is at Chappelle Park, and that's at 5 o'clock. And you could come out and see me while I'm there and get some free food and participate in some of the events that are going on. There's always obstacle courses and bounce houses, and don't tell the Phillipsburg Police Department, but I did get some water balloons this year. So when they start issuing too many orders to me, I might be able to turn the evening around. So the event at Chappelle Park is from 5 to 8 p.m., and really everything is free, and it's a great way to see the police put on a party and meet your neighbors. Washington Township Police Department has an event at Meadow Breeze Park, which hopefully everyone knows that is where R5K is on August 12th on Saturday, a couple Saturdays from now. If you're not registered, please register, sign up. Their event is from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and we'll be out there as well, giving out information and promoting our run, some other events that are going on. Pohacon, not in this newspaper listing, but they have an event that is going on. I believe they work also with their emergency personnel from the fire department, and that event is in Pohacon. And Lopacon has an event, a National Night Out, which we're really happy to see. Chief Garcia has something going on from 5 to 8 p.m., and he had people working on that. Sergeant Erickson put that together, and this will be their first one in a few years, so we're great. you know, we have a lot of hope that their event will be well attended. It's a meet and greet with the police, the fire, and EMS personnel. And they also are going to be doing safety seat installations. So that is right at Lopakon Park, which is beautiful. If you haven't seen it, they actually have a veterans park, an area tribute to the veterans, which is outstanding. So if you live in that area, I hope that you go to see that. And our own Maritza Bachman, who's been on Hot and Hunterdon in the past, telling us about information either at Norwest Cap or our Cops in the Run, will be in Belvedere this year from 6 to 8 p.m. And they actually have a motorcycle show, some face painting, a dunk take, a child ID station, and they're going to have fireworks. So that sounds pretty good to me. So those are the Warren County events that are going on. We have Phillipsburg, Lopakon, Pohakon, Belvedere, and Washington. And so I'm not sure if there are any more. Those are the ones that I'm aware of and that were also listed. So if I hear of any more, I'll post them on the Hot and Hunterdon Facebook page. I hope certainly that you check in there for more information. We have a few more commercials, and then we'll be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon and talking about National Night Out, and I am up to date with my commercials. Everything finally is just the way it's supposed to be in the studio. I'm just a hot mess today for some reason. It's what happens when you ask the questions you know the answers to, I think. So I wanted to talk about National Night Out a little bit more now on a national perspective. So I'm taking an example of Baltimore, because they've had over 200 homicides. And I just want to really demonstrate why it's so important that we know our law enforcement and our police departments, so that when there's information, it is about building relationship with the police, and it's about building trust and checking on your neighbors, and getting to know your neighbors in a way that makes us vigilant in our ability to take care of our own neighborhood, but also not as in vigilante. So I don't want to give the wrong information out, but we need to take care of our community. It's where we live. We need to make sure if there's illegal activity going on that we report it, that we record it if we can, but that we are always aware of our surroundings and minimizing crimes of opportunity. But in areas where there is a lot of violent crime and major violent crime, giving information out can be a very, it can be a life-threatening situation. But if you know a police officer that you feel you can talk to, or if you can band together as neighbors or as community members to provide information, you know, certainly that helps to ease the fear. In Baltimore, there are 200 homicides. So this is their ability to do a national night out in a big city. Of course, they have to have smaller community gatherings. And we're happy to report that they are doing that this year. They have several events that will take place throughout Baltimore and then throughout Maryland as well. You know, I started talking earlier in our segment about how long National Night's been going on. And I know it's been at least 30 years. So there is some history here that this works. People come together. They learn about the community. They learn about the resources of the police department. It's a great way for the police to get a little more support when they're trying to purchase something. If it's armored car, a cat mobile, whatever it is, that people are able to see it and look around and look at a police department like we would any other community service organization or public service agency. And that is that there are parts of it that we can understand, that we can get to know, people we can get to know. And these things, these are what strengthens our community. You know, Baltimore having 200 homicides for the year in July, this time last year, it wasn't until September that they had 200 homicides. It's too many. So we have to find ways to curb the violence. It is not acceptable. And one way that I know works is having and building a relationship with the police department. And in a perfect situation, it's also about building a relationship with elected officials. If there are elected officials that truly care, they would be supporting community policing efforts like National Night Out. And it's critical to have those things working together, those partners working together. And unfortunately, that doesn't seem to happen as often as it should. But National Night Out, it's just so important because it's about engagement. It's about building a relationship. And sometimes you need that interaction to develop and build trust. I know the police don't always have the opportunity to be able to interact with the public. And, you know, there's a lot of comic clips about watching a police officer try to interact with someone that they're not arresting, and sometimes it could be awkward. And that's why we have National Night Out, to diminish that feeling of awkwardness on both the public side and law enforcement side. So it's an important night. It's an opportunity for the police to demonstrate to the people that are taxpayers and their residents and their neighbors in many cases. They are their neighbors, police officers living in the same town or township where they work. And it's important to be able to showcase those things in a way that's fun and in a way that brings our community together. So thank you all for listening to me go on about National Night Out. Do a little music and then we'll be back here in the studio.
charging number twice. And if you need confirmation, baby, I understand.
Here in the studio at Hot and Hunterdon, talking about National Night Out, which is coming up tomorrow, Tuesday, August 1st, always the first Tuesday in August. And I was just checking out, there is a national organization that does track and register all of the places that do have a National Night Out. So I was just trying to get a little up-to-date information here to see if there were any that I forgot. But it looks like we're up to date on things here. So just a reminder, if you live in a community that is hosting a National Night Out, to definitely go and see it. I know in Clifton, there's a big event going on. They're having a movie. They have a lot of demonstrations, a lot of things going on. Just like Phillipsburg had their first youth academy, so did the city of Clifton this year. So there might be some resources that you're not even aware of that your police department is providing. So it's really a great way to get together. And I'm proud to see so many police departments, you know, even if it's something small, whatever it is, just to provide the opportunity for residents. And I really hope residents engage and become part of the process even. I know there's so many things going on with the drug overdoses and things that as a community we have to come together and really try to work on these issues together so we can solve them together, because our traditional resources really aren't working. So we really need some new strategies. And we look at Baltimore with 200 homicides already this year. And again, it's not even August 1st if you're listening to a podcast here. And this time last year, they didn't get to that number until September or October. It's just too much, and we have to find a way to change it. So I hope that you will join a National Night Out celebration. I know I'll be in Phillipsburg, so everyone can come out and visit with me, if you so choose, at Chappelle Park. Sometimes parking can be a little bit of an issue. But there is a newly paved lot there and some other great things that go on in Phillipsburg. So hopefully you'll come out. I know food-wise, there's always a lot of food. And even something I will eat. I am a picky, picky eater, but there will be pizza from Rocco's. So that is one of my very favorite things. Pizza from Rocco's, definitely a preferred food. And it never makes the top 10 list, but it is one of my favorite things. So I hope you come out and see me. I hope that you participate in a National Night Out if you're able to do so, and call in next week or post on our Facebook. Let us know what's going on. And if you were at the Balloon Festival this year, hopefully you were at one of the great concerts, the Pat Benatar concert. So we're going to finish up our broadcast with a little bit of her music. So enjoy.
Just a sign of the times, but I want a better life than the one I've been living. Ain't no one says that you can't change who you are. Ain't no law says you gotta take what you're given. I wanna find a place where the nights are warm and the wind don't blow so cold against my skin. Someone's arms when I go too far. I know that every time I fall back, you grab my shoulder to keep me from falling.
Stay with us for Ruth Ann Celebration Hour, which will be up next. Have a great week, everyone.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jules McKinney.
Breaking news, it looks like just after a few days on the job, Anthony Scaramucci is out as White House Communications Director. His tenure included a profanity-laced tirade against now former Chief of Staff Reince Priebus. The move comes shortly after the swearing-in of the new Chief of Staff, General John Kelly. CNN reporting it was indeed the new Chief of Staff who wanted Scaramucci out. There's another developing story. America's toughest sheriff is guilty of criminal contempt of court. A federal judge made the ruling today in the case of former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Arpaio was accused of violating a court order to stop immigration patrols due to concerns about racial profiling. His sentencing is scheduled for October 5th. Repeating our top story, Anthony Scaramucci is out as White House Communications Director. This is USA Radio News.
With free next-day delivery from Staples, you can run your business like a pro. You can guarantee the marketing department that they'll get their supplies tomorrow. And
this are upset over the deportation of two Christians. Here's the story from Mark Mayfield.
The two men were part of a group of four Indonesian Christians who were detained by ICE last month. One was deported 2 weeks ago, and a fourth man remains in detention. Immigration advocates say the four are part of a group of Indonesian Christians who came to the U.S. more than 15 years ago and have lived peacefully in New Jersey. All four have applied for asylum but were denied because they missed the deadline for applying.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer is calling on the Trump administration to increase their support in the fight against tick-borne diseases. Here's more on that story.
Senator Chuck Schumer said at a press conference at Central Park that laws can stop the spread of Lyme disease.
The good news is we passed a law last year. I was active working on it that would help us fight Lyme disease. The bad news is the federal government is doing nothing to implement it.
The tick-borne disease Powassan virus is worse than Lyme and is a disease in which victims need to be hospitalized immediately as massive brain swelling and death.